RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News and News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President calls for identification of competitive products prior to ASEAN Economic Community AEC 2016. Malaysia, Indonesia to pursue single time zone for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN. Indonesia needs 2 quadrillion rupiah to develop renewable energy. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said domestic products which have competitiveness should be identified to face ASEAN Economic Community 2016. The President, after gala dinner of the 26th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur on Sunday, expressed his optimism and that Indonesia would no longer retreat related to the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community, which will begin early in 2016 because the Indonesian products are very diverse. President Joko Widodo also said that many countries outside ASEAN are afraid due to the realization of the ASEAN Economic Community. As reported by Antara, one of the points discussed in the ASEAN Summit in Malaysia is the readiness of ASEAN countries toward the implementation of ASEAN Economic Community 2016. The leaders of Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to pursue a single time zone for countries in the ASEAN region. Speaking to reporters in Kuala Lumpur, Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said the idea would enhance the spirit of ASEAN solidarity. There are currently 3 different time zones spanning ASEAN, a 90-minute time difference between Myanmar in the west and Singapore and Malaysia in the east. Indonesia is divided over 3 time zones despite previous plans to implement a single zone for the country. Singapore Foreign Minister K. Shanmugam has previously indicated support for the idea, which was also discussed at the ASEAN Foreign Ministers' Retreat in Kota Kinabalu on January 28. Supporters say a single time zone would make regional banking more efficient, with coordinated opening times for banks and stock markets. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said said over the weekend in Jambi that Indonesia needs 2 quadrillion rupiah to develop renewable energy in the next 20 years. The minister also said that renewable energy includes hydropower, geothermal, solar power, and many others. Therefore, he said that Indonesia must not depend on the existing fossil energy reserve, but Indonesia must make the most of renewable energy. He added Indonesia's natural gas reserve is only 0.2% from the global natural gas reserve. Indonesia already import oil. During the inauguration of the use of city gas in Jambi, Minister Said also said that the city's gas program aims to eliminate the use of liquefied petroleum gas LPG and kerosene as energy as their prices are increasingly expensive. He said, however, in the villages, the ministry developing renewable energy. The government will address and respond to concerns raised by trading partners over a series of policies that may affect investment, notably the mandatory local content rules in the telecommunications sector. The U.S. was the first to convey its concern about Indonesia's two draft rules, which require products with the 4G LTE spectrum, including smartphones sold in the Indonesian market, to have 40% local content starting from 2017. The U.S. claims the policy will favor domestic firms over foreign companies. As soon as the local content requirement for phone manufacturing is put in place, Indonesia will eventually see investment from neighboring countries with a smaller market. According to a press statement from the World Trade Organization, WTO, four rules were also the target of scrutiny at a recent meeting of the Committee on Trade-Related Investment Measures, or TRIMS. Trade Minister Ahmad Gobel said the government would examine the concerns of its major trading partners. He, however, asserted that it was only natural for Indonesia to expect investment due to its huge market. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti has said he is committed to fixing the recruitment process for police personnel in a bid to slash the police budget and create a more professional force. Badruddin said, escorted by Kompas.com, on Sunday, with new police recruitment policies, the police will cut the budget by up to 60 billion rupiah, or $4.62 million. He added that under the new recruitment policies, the police would save time and energy as well. According to the new policies, the police will open their recruitment period shortly after the completion of national exams for senior high school students. He went on to say that, unlike in previous years, the National Police would apply a pick-up-the-ball policy, which would see proactive recruitment drives in schools. He said those who are interested can even get direct counseling or assistance if necessary. As such, the police will know better which students have high potential and which are not capable. Coordinating Human Development and Culture Minister Puan Maharani has called on all elements of society to stop all kinds of violence against children. She said after a Walk for Children activity on Jalan Tamrin in Central Jakarta on Sunday. Puan Maharani, the granddaughter of Indonesia's founding President Sukarno, said all elements of society, including parents and the government, should make an effort to create a healthy environment to allow children to grow and develop. According to Puan, the government, universities, the legislature, media, social organizations, and other elements of society all have a role to play and should join forces to eliminate all kinds of violence against children. Meanwhile, the chairman of the National Commission for Child Protection, Aris Merdeka Sirait, expressed deep concern over the increasing rates of violence against children. He concurred with Puan, urging all elements of society to take an active role in the fight against violence against children. Chairman of the Indonesian Sugarcane Farmer Association, Muhammad Arum Sabil, gave his appreciation to the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Rini Sumarno, for her willingness to meet with sugarcane farmers. Arun said in Kudus, Central Java, over the weekend. He also said that the measure made by the minister was quite focused in finding the root of the problems. The measure that he referred to is by providing equity capital to revitalize sugarcane plants, he said, is one of the evidence to help farmers find the solutions to their problems. He added equity capital from the state worth 3.5 trillion rupiah to revitalize sugarcane plants owned by the state also serve as an evidence of her hard work. Through the revitalization program, the real impacts felt by the farmers are the increase in the sugar content because the production machines are better than before. To bring better prosperity to farmers, he said, cooperation from all parties is needed, including a synergy between state-owned ministry, trade ministry, and agriculture ministry. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian president calls for identification of competitive products prior to the ASEAN Economic Community AEC 2016. Malaysia, Indonesia to pursue single time zone for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN. Indonesia needs 2 quadrillion rupiah to develop renewable energy. That was the news.
Listener, now it's time for us to bring our today's commentary entitled Reactions to the Execution of Death Row Convicts. The execution of the 10th death row inmates in drug cases will be carried out by the Attorney General in the very near future. It is expected to happen tomorrow, April 28, 3 days after a notification to their respective embassies. They are citizens of the Philippines, Australia, France, Ghana, Spain, Brazil, Nigeria, and one from Indonesia. Just like the execution of convicted drug dealers in January 2015, the Indonesian law enforcement action this time also has drawn various reactions. French government threatens that executions against its citizens may affect diplomatic relations between the two countries. French President François Hollande last Saturday in Azerbaijan said, at least he would recall French ambassador to Indonesia, Corinne Brault, and suspend the discussion on cooperation that was held on the sidelines of the G20 summit last November. Besides France, other pressure comes from Australia. The kangaroo country some time ago even cited tsunami aid granted to Aceh in 2004. In addition, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop appealed to Australian citizens not to visit Indonesia. She even offered an exchange of prisoners and willingness to pay if the Indonesian government would commute the death sentences to life imprisonment. Even United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also called on Indonesia to consider a moratorium on the death penalty. It seems the UN regards drug crime is not part of a serious crime. Is this opinion reasonable? Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, through its spokesman Armanata Nasir, asserted that the execution is part of law enforcement in Indonesia. The Indonesian government has the right to enforce the law in the country, just like other countries have the right to enforce the law in their country. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi last Sunday on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur told BBC Indonesia, Indonesia is aware of possible diplomatic implications related to the execution plan of a number of foreign nationals convicted in narcotic cases. It is their right to express worries about the fate of their citizens who will soon be executed. But Indonesia is also entitled to request that they understand the drug emergency situation that is sweeping the country and the law enforcement in Indonesia. Former Attorney General Basrif Arif in July 2014 stated, an execution is not like shooting a bird. To respect the human rights of executed convict, according to the rules, the present Attorney General Prasetyo must give all the legal rights of the convict. What has been done so far is informing the time of execution to the families and inviting representatives of the family. Furthermore, the convicted person will be given a last request and to be shot by trained snipers, accompanied by clergy, given a religious ceremony after the execution, and the bodies will be returned to the families. Indonesia has a good reason to carry out execution of drug convicts who have passed through the stages of the legal process in court. President Joko Widodo a few months ago said that the negative effects of drugs not only have penetrated into the young generation's environment, but also some institutions. Currently, Indonesia is in a state of drug emergency. There are about 4.5 million young people who are beyond rehabilitation. If so many young people of Indonesia cannot be rehabilitated from their dependence on drugs, what will become of their future? and the future of this country. And listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on April 27, 1960, when Togo achieved its independence. Listener, initially in the 15th century, Togo was colonized by the Portuguese, and since the 17th to 18th century, Togo has been the center of the slave trade, so the region was known as the Slave Coast. In 1858, Germany invaded Togo, and when the World War I broke out in 1914, Togo was divided into two, the eastern region controlled by France and the western region ruled by Britain. On April 27, 1960, the Francis Togo achieved independence under the name of the Republic of Togo, while West Togo joined the Gold Coast. And next, on April 27, 1961, Sierra Leone gained its independence. Initially, Sierra Leone consisted of several small kingdoms in 1460. A Portuguese sailor, Pedro da Cintra, found a region and he named the region Sierra Leone, which means mountain lion. As other African colonies in the West, Sierra Leone was also used as the source of the slave trade. In the 18th century, the British began to master the region and colonized it until 1961. On April 27, 1961, Sierra Leone, a country in West Africa, gained independence. Originally, it was under the Governor General, and in 1971, it turned into a republic. And we end today in history with an event that occurred on April 27, 1964, when Indonesia replaced the term prison into correctional facility or penitentiary. Penitentiary is a place to conduct training to prisoners and correctional place for Indonesians who are put in jail. Earlier, it was known as penjara or jail. The term penitentiary was firstly introduced by Raharjo, who served as Indonesian Minister of Justice at the time. It was firstly used in a speech when Raharjo was conferred honorary doctorate on July 5, 1963. He said that the task of penitentiary department not only punish someone, but also restore sentenced people into the community. The idea of correctional facility was on the rise on April 27, 1964 at the National Prison Conference at the Grand Hotel Lembang, Bandung, West Java. The conference that was attended by all directors of prisons throughout Indonesia was preceded by the order of President of the Republic of Indonesia, which was read by Astra Winata, who replaced the late Dr. Raharjo as Minister of Justice. Thus, the term prison was replaced with correctional facility or penitentiary. Finally, April 27 was set as the day of correctional facility or penitentiary. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with today's focus entitled Indonesia Successfully Hosted the 60th AAC 2015.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Listener, a series of activities were held in conjunction with the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference from April 19 to 24, 2015 in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java. The whole event was completed with the signing of Bandung Message by three heads of state and government, namely the President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, the President of the People's Republic of China, and the King of Swaziland. President Joko Widodo, in his speech at the closing ceremony in Bandung West Java, said five leaders of Asian African leaders President Joko Widodo, in his speech at the closing ceremony in Bandung West Java, said that five Asian African leaders had inspired the world with the spirit for independence, fairness, and welfare in Gedung Merdeka, or now a museum of Asian African Conference in 1955. They were Sukarno of Indonesia, Jawaharlal Nehru of India, Muhammad Ali Bogra from Pakistan, Sir John Kotelawala from Sri Lanka, and UNU from Burma or Myanmar.
Di ruangan ini, semangat sang inisiator.
In this room, the spirit of the initiator, the great leader Sukarno, is still echoing. In this room, the surge of struggle of Jawaharlal Nehru was still burning. In this room, the spirit of solidarity of the great leader Muhammad Ali Bogra is not yet extinguished. In this room, the holy ideals of the great leader Sir John Kotelawala for the prosperity of the people is still echoing. In this room, the great patience, UNU, revolutionary patience of UNU, the great leader, is still touching the walls of our hearts. India is an inspiration. Pakistan is an inspiration. Sri Lanka is an inspiration. Burma or Myanmar is an inspiration. Indonesia is also an inspiration. Ideals of a free life, which is fair and prosperous. Ideals that inspired the birth of Bandung spirit.
Of an independent life, just and prosperous, a dream that inspired.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that the Asian African Conference 1955 was attended by only three African countries. Sudan, which was not independent and did not have a flag, came with a white cloth that read Sudan. Now, according to President Joko Widodo, the map of the world has changed. Because the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference was attended by 91 countries that have the same aspirations for creating a prosperous world community through cooperation or partnership. Meanwhile, on a different occasion, the Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, S.T. Andayani, told RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Bandung West Java on Friday, April 24th, that some of the achievements during the 60th anniversary of the Asia-Africa Conference could be followed up, particularly in relation to the South-South cooperation.
Sukses sekali karena semuanya berjalan lancar baik secara.
It has been really successful because everything is running smoothly, both in substance and implementation. So we expect from what we accomplished in the 60th anniversary of Asia-Africa Conference can be continued. Moreover, there are various commitments here to continue South-South cooperation or can be cooperation among developing countries without forgetting countries that are already developed. And here it's in the context of partnership.
Ini bentuknya dalam konteks kemitraan.
S.T. Andayani explains the meetings have agreed to create a Central Asian African cooperation consists of economic, social, and cultural cooperation, also relationships among peoples who are not only for governments, but also for private parties. According to S.T. Andayani, the Asian African Conference is expected to provide benefits for Indonesian youth, particularly those in border areas, so that they are more constructive in building their nation, Indonesia, than building other countries. Earlier, President Joko Widodo said the concept generated and passed in the Asian African Conference 2015 reflects the Dasasila, or the 10 principles of the first Asian African Conference 60 years ago. Meanwhile, President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe said the Asian African Conference in 2015 has the same spirit with the first meeting in Bandung in 1955. The commemoration of 60 years Asian African Conference has produced three important documents, namely the Bandung Messages, which is a visionary message that put forward new collaboration significantly, and the revitalization of the Strengthening Asia-Africa Partnership on Political Solidarity, Economic Cooperation, and sociocultural relations as the three main pillars. Then the second is strengthening of New Asian African Strategic Partnership, NAASP, which is the strengthening of solidarity, friendship, cooperation and collaboration. NAASP, which has been reviewing developments during the past 10 years, combating terrorism, forming a network of care centers and denounced extremism in the name of religion, while the third is Palestinian Declaration that consistently provides support to the establishment of the Palestinian state and the rights of its people. And listener, that was Focus. Jun tutup. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with today's headlines taken from several dailies published in Jakarta today, April 27, 2015. We start from Republika Daily, which writes about earthquake rescue team in Nepal was hampered in rescue efforts. Nepal conducted search and rescue operations after the massive earthquake measuring 7.9 on the Richter scale. Nepal government has set up 16 post-rescue operations in Kathmandu and other areas. The Kathmandu operations are conducted at least at 5 locations. Besides, the rescue teams are also trying to reach areas affected by the earthquake in a remote region, but the region can only be reached with four-wheeled vehicles or on foot. From the main road, it takes hours, even all day, to travel to the location. Some areas are now without electricity and water. Related to Nepal earthquake, there are still as many as 2,300 people were killed, and the fate of 17 citizens of Indonesia are not clear yet, following the earthquake that hit the country last Saturday. The death toll from an earthquake measuring 7.9 on the Richter scale has reached 2,300 people. Director of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities Abroad of Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, said that 17 of the 34 Indonesian citizens residing in Nepal certainly survived, while 17 others are still in the discovery stage. According to him, in the searching, the Indonesian Honorary Council in Kathmandu continues to monitor and coordinate with relevant parties in Nepal. Media Indonesia Daily writes death execution to be implemented as scheduled. Despite the world's pressure, the Indonesian government wants to prove the rule of law in combating narcotics and illegal drugs in the country. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi affirmed, despite having received a phone call from French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius related to the death sentences against its citizens, she declared legal problems must be resolved legally. While the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Tejo Edi Purdiatno, said the international world should see the death penalty as a positive law in Indonesia and should not interfere with diplomatic relations among countries. And the last is from Tempo Daily, which wrote that 126 snipers are on alert ahead of the execution of the drug dealers and illegal drug death row inmates. Central Java Regional Police has prepared 126 snipers from the Mobile Brigade Unit for the second batch of the death row inmates in Nusa Kambangan, Central Java. The firing squad has been prepared at the request of the Attorney General as the executor. According to the head of public relations of Central Java Regional Police, Commissioner Aloysius Lilik, the snipers are just waiting for the Attorney General's orders to execute the prisoners. And listener, that was headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said domestic products which have competitiveness should be identified to face ASEAN Economic Community 2016. The leaders of Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to pursue a single time zone for countries in the ASEAN region. Speaking to reporters in Kuala Lumpur, Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said the idea would enhance the spirit of ASEAN solidarity. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said said over the weekend in Jambi that Indonesia needs 2 quadrillion rupiah to develop renewable energy in the next 20 years.
The government will address and respond to concerns raised by trading partners over a series of policies that may affect investment, notably the mandatory local content rules in the telecommunications sector. National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti has said he is committed to fixing the recruitment process for police personnel in a bid to slash the police budget and create a more professional force. Coordinating Human Development and Culture Minister Puan Maharani has called on all elements of society to stop all kinds of violence against children. She said after a walk for children activity on Jalan Tamrin in Central Jakarta on Sunday. Chairman of the Indonesian Sugarcane Farmer Association, Muhammad Arum Sabil, gave his appreciation to the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Rini Sumarno, for her willingness to meet with sugarcane farmers. Arun said in Kudus, Central Java over the weekend, "The measure made by the minister was quite focused in finding the root of the problems." That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. This segment featuring tourism, culinary, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I will invite you to visit Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listener, Flores is one of islands in East Nusa Tenggara. This island is well known with various lakes. There are Kalamutu Lake in Ende Regency, Sanonggoang Lake which is active volcano, and also Ranomese Lake which includes in Natural Tourism Park of Ruteng at Transflores Borong Ruteng. Not only that, there is also a lake at Puta Village, Sambirampa Sub-District, East Manggarai Regency which is quite different from other lakes. The lake is Ranatonjong Lake, which is the second biggest lotus lake in the world after Siman Lake in India. In East Manggarai language, Rana means lake and Tonjong means lotus. Lotus flower has pink color which blooms beautifully. This plant only grows on the water and has around 5 until 10 cm round-shaped leaf. The uniqueness of this lotus plant is in its stem, which rises out of the water, but not floating like other lotus plant. It is around 3 meter high. Even lotus flower can bloom depending on the water which enters into the lake. Lotus Lake is around 2.5 km wide. The lotus flower on the lake always blooms in April until June every year. Even the lotus seed can be consumed by the local people to cure various diseases. The seed contains a very high protein. The local people always take the lotus seeds to be consumed. It tastes like peanuts.
Uniquely, the giant lotus doesn't grow in other places. This kind of lotus can only grow in two places, namely in India. And at Pota, Sambirampas is Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia. Visiting Pota, you can enjoy the beautiful lotus flower. By the way, do not forget to take some beautiful pictures with your own camera. Listener, Rana Tonjong Lake is located on lowland, which is surrounded by hills in the west, south, and north. While in the east, there are paddy fields belonging to the local people. Rana Tonjong Lake is also a beautiful habitat for the freshwater fish, snakes, and also frogs, as well as some white swans, eagles, and storks, which want to look for food at the lake. If you want to come to Rana Tonjong Lake, it can be accessed from Ruteng, the capital city of Manggarai Regency, through rail to Pota. And the trip is then continued to Rana Tonjong for around 4 hours, with a distance around 90 kilometers. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Let's meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic from Indonesia. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Binatang Peliharaan, or in English means pets. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and expression that related to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me.
Binatang peliharaan. Binatang peliharaan, which means pets. Memelihara. Memelihara, which means to keep. Di rumah. Di rumah, which means at home. Anjing. Anjing, which means dog. Kucing. Kucing, which means cat. Ibu. Ibu, which means mother. Tidak suka. Tidak suka, which means do or does not like. Jantan. Jantan, which means male. Warna. Warna, which means color. Bulu. Bulu, which means feather. Coklat. Coklat, which means brown. Putih. Putih, which means white. Bermain. Bermain, which means to play. Membuatkan. Membuatkan, which means to make. Kandang khusus. Kandang khusus, which means special cage. Tidur. Tidur, which means sleep. Di garasi. Di garasi, which means at the garage. Makan. Makan, which means eat. Makanan khusus anjing. Makanan khusus anjing, which means dog special food. Melarang. Melarang, which means forbid or ban. Sabar. Sabar, which means patient. Nasihat. Nasihat, which means advice.
Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Binatang Peliharaan, or in English means pets. The conversation is between Fikran and Nita at the office.
Apakah kamu memelihara binatang di rumah? Apakah kamu memelihara binatang di rumah? Which means, do you keep animals at home?
Tidak. Saya tidak memelihara binatang di rumah. Tidak. Saya tidak memelihara binatang di rumah. Which means, no, I don't keep animals at home. Dulu, saya punya kucing. Dulu, saya punya kucing. Which means, I used to have cats. Tetapi, ibuku tidak suka. Tetapi, ibuku tidak suka. Which means, but my mother does not like it. Kamu bagaimana? Kamu bagaimana? Which means, how about you?
Aku punya satu ekor anjing jantan. Aku punya satu ekor anjing jantan. Which means, I have a male dog. Warna bulunya coklat dan putih. Warna bulunya coklat dan putih, which means it is brown and white. Aku sangat menyukainya. Aku sangat menyukainya, which means I like it very much. Aku sering bermain dengannya. Aku sering bermain dengannya, which means I play with it.
Di mana dia tidur? Di mana dia tidur? Which means, where the animal sleep? Apakah kamu membuatkan kandang khusus? Apakah kamu membuatkan kandang khusus? Which means, do you take it at a special cage?
Aku tidak membuatkan kandang. Aku tidak membuatkan kandang. Which means, no, I don't make cage for it. Dia tidur di garasi. Dia tidur di garasi, which means the dog sleep at my garage.
Kamu beri makanan apa anjing kamu? Kamu beri makanan apa anjing kamu? Which means what food you give for your dog?
Dia makan makanan khusus untuk anjing. Dia makan makanan khusus untuk anjing. Which means, the dog eat a special food for dog.
Sebenarnya, aku ingin memelihara anjing. Sebenarnya, aku ingin memelihara anjing. Which means, actually, I want to keep dog. Tapi, ibuku melarang. Tapi, ibuku melarang. Which means, but my mother doesn't like it and she forbid me to keep it.
Sebaiknya kamu sabar dulu. Sebaiknya kamu sabar dulu. Which means you should be patient. Mungkin nanti ibu kamu berubah pikiran. Mungkin nanti ibu kamu berubah pikiran. Which means maybe your mother change her mind.
Terima kasih nasihatmu. Terima kasih nasihatmu. Which means thanks for your advice. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and
sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Daulat Pane, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I present you keroncong songs sung by Mamik Mersudi. Well, listener, now let's listen to the song entitled Sekuntum Bunga di Puncak Giri by Mamik Mersudi. Here is the song.
Thank you.
Sekuntum bunga di puncak giri is only an allegory of love that has not been accomplished. The man has only been able to enjoy and admire the beauty of his lover from a distance. The song is sung by a woman who is also known as the dancer. Mami Marsudi, or Prasi Toresmi, is a singer with a melodious voice. Her skill in the art world, especially dancing and singing kroncong, has taken her to many countries as an ambassador in the cultural mission. Mami Marsudi's interest in kroncong music began accidentally. At that time, her husband, Marsudi, gave her kroncong tapes as a souvenir in 1983. One of kroncong songs that captivated her heart is Bunga's Kuntum song. With this song, she began to follow kroncong competition and she won. Since then, her talent became increasingly honed. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Sepenggal Kenangan by Mami Marsudi. Happy listening.
Menghilang di telan.
Sepenggal Harapan song tells about a man who remembers his lover who has been away from his side. The memories which emerge again in her mind are beautiful, but sometimes heartbreaking. He always prays for his lover and hopes she is happy in life. Mami Matsuri got a lot of support from his mother. Through the office of her mother, Mami turned to be more shining. Mami, together with the Kanchan group, followed an audition in TVRI and finally appeared on the show Wajah Baru or New Faces. Mami's singing ability on Kanchan could not be separated from her environmental conditions. When she is still struggling in a traditional Javanese dance world, under the guidance of a dance maestro, Retno Maruti, Mami also received training on Javanese song. Her ability to sing Javanese songs makes it easier for her to sing Kanchan. Starting from the new phase, melodious voice was honed. Her hard work makes Mami Matsuri is more qualified. Support and guidance from Budiman BJ greatly help remind Mami in his capacity as a singer, first boost her confidence. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, now listen to the last song entitled Hasrat Menyala by Mami Matsuri. Here is the song.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.